sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 13 kuLwezi 2022 mo Cape Stube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Yebo uphiwe imoda ye-Methodist Benz eyokuthi asebenzise AFEMED.
Umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo uMnumzana Douglas Monzora wanikwa ipulazi lezimoda nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Abantu laba bagoqela ubaba uStrike Mkandla, ubaba uMatthew Sibanda, ubaba uKim Kala nomama uMildred Mkandla.
Uyaxozela okumangalisayo kubandla lezaphu osokuxotshwe amalunga uchathakelwa ukuba badonsela ibandla leli egangeni.
Abantu bathina bezide ukuthi kambeleke kungumcimbi oqondileyo kumbe kungumcimbi wokuthi i-political party i-ZANU-PF yezokhwezilisa igama layo.
Babambe wangaphansi abantu kulandela okwenziwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende ezithenge idlaladeli likaSandra Ndebele elitsha ngemali edlula kancane inkulungwane ezimbili zamadola eMelika. Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Umkhokeli webandla eliphikisayo LMDCT uMnumzana Douglas Monzora kubikwa ukuba wanikwa ipulazi lezimota nguhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. UMonzola laye utshele umsakazi weStudio 7 ukuba uliselesikhathi wathola ipulazi esabelweni seMathenicaland. Uthe wanikwa imota nguhulumende esanda kuba ngumkhokheli webandla umkhokheli wamabandla aphikisayo kudala lephalamende. UMnumzana Witness Dube ophethe uhlangothi olubona ngokwethula kwembiko ku-MDCT uthi akumangalisi ukuthi uMonzola ule pulazi njalo wanikwa imota nguhulumende.
Mayelana neplazi ubaba uMonzora uneplazi ali-aplayela kuhulumende ngomnyaka ka-1998 ibandla le-MDC lingakabi khona walithola ngawo lowo mnyaka ka-1988 lelo plazi enyanga qalisa ukulima kilo izimvu ngawo lowo mnyaka ka-1988 ngiyakhumbula ngomnyaka ka-2014 wayefuna laye ukuthi kucongress abise amaparish lalokhu nalokhuyana ayekukhipha eplazini lakhe njalo sorike laba neminye imisebenzi efana nokuyenjiwa kwegolide khona lapho kulelo plazi. So liplazi elidala aba lalo 1 year ibandla le-MDC lingakabi khona. So lokho kuthiwa ulithole khathesi akusile iqiniso abakwazi ukudingisisa bangadingisisa baza kuthola ukuthi kunjengoba kunjalo liplazi asebelalo kusukela ngomnyaka
ka-1998 izimota ke Dube
ngo-2014 esokuthi umuntu nomuntu uyakwanisa ukuthi a-aplayele umhlaba alime. Yikho libona obaba uNyube uprofessor Osman Nyube bangabalimi ubaba uTswangirayo ngokwakhe wathi bhubha wayesengumlimi. Emoteni lapha yebo uphiwe imota ye-Methodist Benz eyokuthi asebenzise AFEMED njalo lakho eliphiwa kayisuke owokuqala ukuthi aphiwe leyo mota ku-opposition. Ubaba uGibson Sibanda wayengu-leader of the opposition, wayehola njengominista, wayephiwa zonke izicoco zikaminista. Umama uThokozani Kuphe ngo-2013 nguye owaba yi-official leader of the opposition. Lesi sicoco siphiwa umuntu oyabe eyisinia kubandla eliphikisayo njalo esephalamende. Yikho lalingaphiwa ubaba uTswangirayo ngoba wayephandle, kwaphiwa umama uKuphe. Waphiwa imota e-Land Rover Discovery 4 abafunayo registration AEI 1831 ayiphiwa phezu kwemota yokuba lilunga ledale lephalamende. Waphiwa njalo i-diplomatic passport yokuhambisa njenge-official leader of the opposition. Abanye bengakaphiwa wayekhona njengominista, wayelo-driver njengominista, wayelo-aide njengominista. So ubaba uMonzora ungena nje kulesi sikhundla uhamba lapho obekuvele kuhamba wonke ama-official leaders of the opposition okwakhe sokuphezulu-ke ngoba akakhokheli i-MDC Alliance kuphela eyiyo elamalunga ejwayele ephalamende amaningi, usekhokhela nayo i-CCC.
UMnumzana Witness Dube uphethe uhlangothi olubona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kubandla le-MTCT. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu leziphathamandla zikahulumende kanye labanye bakumabandla aphikisayo. Uyaxokozela okumangalisayo kubandla lezaphu osekuxotshwe amalunga okucatshakelwa ukuba adonsela ibandla leli egangeni. UMnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla leli, uthi abantu laba babevele bephikisa ubukhokheli bukaMnumzana Sibangelizwe Nkomo kungakenziwa umhlangano omkhulu weCongress koBulawayo. UNdlovu uthi bangeke besebenze labantu abaphikisa konke okwenziwa libandla lezaphu.
Akula muntu ophethiwe, abantu bazixhotshe bodwa. Ngifuna abantu bakunanzelele lokho ukuthi bazixhotshe bodwa ngabantu abaphambuka endleleni bakhethe yabo indlela. Abantu laba bagoqela ubaba uStrike Mkandla, ubaba uMatthew Sibanda, ubaba uKim Nkala nomama uMildred Mkandla.
Benzeni okungenza ukuthi bezigxothe kubandla lezaphu?
I-constitution yethu yezaphu ayivumeli ilunga lebandla ukuthi lihambise ibandla e-court. Bahambisa ibandla e-court sisiya ku-Congress. Sakhomisana umlotha, sathi sesiphendukile i-Congress yaqhubeka, beyibo abaphethe umsebenzi we-Congress. Bathi sebenqotshiwe babuyela njalo e-port bephikisa impumela ye-Congress. Abadala bahlala labo phansi, bakhulumisana labo, sakhulumisana umlota njalo, bathi sokwedlule. Ujikijiki kwaba lezikhundla ezinye sokuhamba emhlabeni u-National Chairman, ubaba uMbayiwa, lo treasurer se-resignile. Babuya futhi bancintisa kulezo zikhundla, badliwa. Babuyela futhi e-court. Recently babuye bacitha umhlangano owe-National Executive koBulawayo. Bedinga abantu babathengele utshwala bazobuya bazotshengisela lapha sihlangene khona sibuthene silungise indaba zephathi. Khathesi babhizi bahamba emaphandleni bethatha abantu bezaphu bethi bona balungiselela ukusungula inhlanganiso. Yikho kwenze inkokheli zezaphu from presidency zahlala phansi zarecommenda ukuthi hayi kungcono sehlukane la. I-presidency yasithatha udaba yalisa ku-National Executive Committee. I-National Executive Committee yavumelana la. Namhlanje siphuma ku-National People's Council, which is the highest decision making body between Congress, layo isivumelane lakho ukuthi sehlukane.
UMnumzana Msongelwa Ndlovu, isikhulumeli sebandla lezaphu, sixoxe laye ese-Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu lo Mnumzana Ernest Ndlovu, omunye owaphikisa ubukhokheli bukaNkomo othi laye usexotshiwe kubandla leli.
Ukuxokozela kubandla kuba khona ngoba bakhona abavele abamyenza bathi kanje njengomntakankomo uzathola isapoti enkulu kakhulu, nakwenza wangena wayithola le sapoti ukuthi khona ungumntaka Joshua Ntombi owayengumongameli wezaphu ngesikhathi se-liberating struggle up to the time ezizingene kwiyunithi zezanu-PF. So wangena but simbonisa ukuthi ngoba lokho okwenzileyo ayisiyo democracy ngoba izaphu kayisiyo yelisa. Kumele ukuthi kwenzeke ima-structures, ikhule kuma-structures, then wazi ukuthi phela uyaphila kuma-structures, uyabonakala ukuthi bokukhokheli bantu bazakukhetha, but abanye bamiyenza wangena, yikho saphikisana nakho. Hayi, sabone ukuthi hayi njengoba abantu abanye beyenelile wangena akulani, kodwa sizabe siyoke simbonise ukuthi ungeneke ngento emthethweni. Nakaphethile ngikhuluma baningi abantu asebebonile ukuthi ubukhokheli bakhe kabuyisi zakhu ndawo.
Sebelixothile kumbe kuhamba njani kuna ngokuzo kwakho?
ukuthi xotha ubona kwimidiya le social media ukuthi uthi yena ngesikhulumeli sakhe naye nxa ekhuluma uthi sebesixothile ngoba kukhanya sifuna ukufona enye iphathi. Enye iphathi le yathi sifuna ukuyifoma akwazi ukuthi ithethe ngathi yipropaganda yamanga le afuna ukuthi khona abigedrade kwamba abadala abathele bekhona kuzaphi ukwenzela ukuthi ayenze intambo yakhe nephathi yezaphi kumbe sefuna ukuthi khona akhulise indlela yelifa ukuthi izaphi ithiyelwane ngokwelifa ingathiyelwane ngokwedemokrasi.
Umnumzana Ernestine Ndlovu ukubandla lezaphu sixoxe laye ekobulawayo. Babambe owangaphansi abantu kulandela okwenziwe iziphathamandla zikahulumende ezidenge idlaladeli likaSandrine Ndebele Elija ngemali edlula kancane inkulungwane ezimbili zamadola eMelika. Kubikwa ukuba umnumzana Mthuli Ncube, umphathintambo wezemali, uthenge idlaladeli likaSandrine Ndebele Elija ngemali efika phose inkulungwane ezilijumi zamadola eMelika, 8,500 United States dollars. Umnumzana Thino Machakaire, umsekeli womphathintambo obona ngezemidlalo, yena ukhokhe amadola azinkulungwane ezilijumi lantathu, 13,000 United States dollars. Kulabanye njalo abadlelana lohulumende abakhokhe imali eningi okumangalisayo. Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, okunhlanganiso ye-Progressive Residents Association, ngomunye wababambe owangaphansi ngokwenzakale izolo kusihlwa kobulawayo.
Sizile lapha kulenza umcimbi lo okaSandrine Ndebele emhlabeni odumileyo owenzakale ngale Trade Fairgrounds. Ube ngumcimbi sibilo kulodumo ngesikhathi kuyiwa khona. Kodwa-ke bathi abantu bekhona ngale sebesuka lapho sokuthi kukhitshiza imali kwakhanya ngathi kulokukhonona. Abantu bayakhonona ukuthi kukhanya ngathi sesiba labantu isibashele umthuli laba bona abantu abaziwayo kupolitics abakhupha imali eziningi. So abantu bathina bezitshela ukuthi kambe leyo bekungumcimbi oqondileyo kumbe bekungumcimbi wokuthi i-political party i-ZANU-PF yezokukhweza ilizwe igama layo. So abantu bayakhonona khona bana abanye sibili hayi uyezabe khonona. Yikohlala nje sithi ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi kuba kuhle ukuthi nxa sezindele ezikakhulu ezamatis ezama-sports kuthi la abantu abaziwayo kakhulu amapholijeni amakhulu la angathi asondele eceleni ngoba akakhanya seveze kakhulu ikhanda abantu bagcina sebeswela bengasakwazi kambe lokhu yikho kumba yisikho. So ke sikhuluma kanje bakhona abantu abakhonona abathi hhayi umcimbi lwana babona ngathi vele wena ubunge wezanu PF kodwa ubuye nje icashile ngendlela yokuthi kuzolonke i-albhamu.
Kodwa-ke phela lapha Sibindi bayancedisa ngokutsho kwabo, bancedisa-ke abantu abangabomama abaculayo, bancedise futhi la madoda. So akuncedi yini khonokho?
Yes, ukuncedisa akulantwembi kodwa phela singakhohlwa ukuthi eZimbabwe sabantu abaningi abahluphekileyo sibili abangelani. Silabantu ama-childhood families, silabantu lapha abagogekileyo abafuna uncedo, silabo abantu abadala abangasenelisi abanye sibona beoshinela izindlu lapho ikhansi bathathela impahla. Abantu abathwele nzima abaphila impilo everyday. So sithi thina nxa khona okusenzakala kona bana bantu phela ababakhanyele kwesakikho ukuthi nxa usike ukhanyisa uthutha nisiya thiya emcimbini kuphela kodwa ngaba phansi ungabona. Yikho kuhlupha abantu ukuthi bancedise omama akulantwembi, ukuthi bancedise ama-artist akulantwembi, kodwa phela abaqale ngapha phansi la abahluphe kakhulu ngoba abantu eZimbabwe into zinzima.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, ukunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, sixoxe laye ekobulawayo. Kuthi-ke umnumzana Nkululeko Innocent Dube okuqembu le-IASA uthi kuhle kakhulu okwenziwe nguMandebele.
Simchayela ihlombe uMandebele ngakwenzileyo, simchayela ihlombe ngokwanelisa ukuphakamisa abantu bepolitiki, aphakamise osomabhizimisi, aphakamise umphakathi wonke labantu esibe singacabangeli ukuthi bangaza kwaBulawayo bazoxhasa omunye wethu. Kuhle akwenzileyo, siyambongela. Kuhle ukuthi sibone abantu bebuya bezothi gwaqa komunye wethu, kumntwana wethu, bemxhasa, bemtshengisa uthando abalutshengisileyo izolo. Ngimchayela ihlombe ngalokho, ngithi asifundeni kuye sonke, ngithi labanye ababuyayo abafunde kuye babone ukuthi ayisiyonto eliphupho nje ukuthi singanelisa ukuzidonsa, singanelisa ukubadonsa osomkhulu bethu beze bazosixhasa kulokho kwenzayo. Yikho ngithi hayi ngimtshayela ihlombe uMandebele kulokho.
Baba Dube, ubona ngazani kumele kwenziwe kwabanye yini kumbe abantu babele kube kuthothoza besithi lokho ngokuyinto kwezanu-PF?
Lapho kulezo mbangazwe khona kumbe ngithi politics kuvele kujayele ukuhlupha kusiya ngokuthi benzeni njalo benzele bani. wawuthola abantu sebedonselana ukuthi into enhle kumbe into embi. Lokho besikukhangelele njengoba nje uSandra ubesethula idlalade lakhe. Kodwa-ke ngithi mina nxa bebuye babuya bamxhasa ngandlela bamxhase ngayo, bamupha bamphe khona esikubonileyo esikuzwileyo, kuyinto enhle. Asingabaninelini khatshana ngoba kusasa savuka sikhale futhi sithi kabasenzeli. Sinjalo ke thina abantu ngoba mhlawumbe engenzanga sizathi thina kabenzi. Mhlawumbe enzile sizathi bayenzele uzibani. Asibakhuthazeni ke ukuthi benzele loba ngubani. Nanku uMandebele baqale ngaye, mhlawumbe kabaqali ngaye, kodwa ke sithi abayenzele labanye. Kuhle lokho, asingathini into enhle inhle ukuthi yenziwe ngubani. Hayi, ngenye indaba leyo siyakhala ukuthi ama-artists ethu kawasekelwa. Nanku omunye wethu sekelwe, kasimxhaseni bese sikhuthaza ukuthi baxhase labanye kusasa.
UMnumzana Nkululeko Innocent Dube ukhokhela iqembu le-IASA, sixoxela ye ekoBulawayo. Singakangeni kwisigaba esilandelayo, sikhathi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Joseph Biden usekhuthaze amazwe wonke ukuba alwisane ngamandla kumbe avimbe ukudumala komkhathi. UBiden wethule umbiko lo emhlanganweni omkhulu ohlolisisa isimo somkhathi emhlabeni wonke jikelele wenzelwa kwele Egypt. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Ibandla lamademocrats selenise ukuvimba elama-Republicans kuba lithathe izihlalo eziningi kudalo lesenethi kulandela ukhetho oluqhutshwe ngeviki epheleleyo. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba ama-Democrats aselezi zihlalo ezingama-25 kuthela ama-Republicans lezihlalo ezingama-40 49. Lokhu kusabalwa amavoti kudalele House of Representatives. Elibhrithani libika ukuba elerussia lifuna ukuba bonke abantwana bengene kubutho. Sike sizwe ezamasiko. Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sikhuluma lomnumzana Samuel Mabhena, indoda-ke ekathi khona ngale egadade. Sizwe ukuthi bahambe njani oMabhena. Mabhena, siyakwamukela kuhlelo baba.
Hayi, angibonge.
Ye, akusitshele, sizokuthwabela ikhona ngale emcimbini wegadade, akusitshele ngamafitshane.
Yebo, hhayi, yesizile sizobungaza usuku olukhulu olwamaqhawe esizwe somthwakazi. Khumbula lapho ibutho lembizo lensukamini aphelela khona bezama ukuvikela isizwe somthwakazi ngesikhathi yabelungu sebezohlasela bethatha umhlaba wakhe. Bekukuhle kakhulu ngempela, ende kuyathokozisa ukubona ukuthi abantu bakithi baya kancane kancane bayananzelela ukuthi kubalulekile ukuthi sizazi ubuzwe bethu lokuthi singobani, siqhamuka kuphi, singumthwakazi, singamahlabeni.
Ye, kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi liye emcimbini onje?
Kothi kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi imicimbi enje ibungazwe ngesizathu sokuthi siyisizwe somthwakazi. Sesilahlekile iminyaka neminyaka ngenxa yokuthi abelungu babevele befuna kube njalo, ukuthi singazizazi ubuyithi bethu lokuthi singo bani, siyaphi, isizwe esingalamasiko aso asisibe. So kubalulekile kakhulu ebantwini bakithi ukuthi babekwazi ukuthini, ukuthi babungaze bahlanganele emcimbini enjengayenake yesizwe somthwakazi.
Singathi-ke ubuntu bamaNdebele libuveza njani nxa kule mcimbi enye?
Ubuntu bethu sibuveza owakuqala, sibuveza ngokuthi sigqoke imvunulo yethu yesintu siyisizwe, ukuthi vele thina as Africans sasuka salahlekelwa yikuthi sicabange ukuthi imvunulo eqondileyo ngiyabelungu. Bese kuthi thina singumthwakazi ngenxa yokuthi isizwe sethu samane salahleka kakhulu, bese singasakwazi ukuthi vele imvunulo yethu yiphi. Kuqakathekile ukuthi siziveze, sizibonise ukuthi kona hhayi thina njengesizwe samthwakazi sigqoka kanje, sigqoke imvunulo yethu yesintu okwakuqala. Okwesibili yikuthi sizivuthe, sibekwazi ukuthi vele isizwe sethu njengomthwakazi sadatshulwa ngenhlonipho, siyisizwe esilenhlonipho ukwazi ubuntu bethu, sihlanganisela namasiko ethu. kuqhubeka sikwekwazi ukuthi umuntu uyahlonipha omunye umuntu esizweni somthwakazi.
Qiba ngamafitshane khonapho-ke baba Mapena.
Engingakutho siyisizwe somthwakazi, sengitho nje nabanye lezinye izizwe singama-Afrika, ukuthi kubalulekile bantu bakithi singama-Afrika lathi bantu bomthwakazi ukuthi sivuselele okwakithi, ngoba okwakithi sokwalahleka kakhulu, njalo sivuse umthwakazi. Qhubeka njalo sesithi vuka mthwakazi sizwe, sokuyisikhathi sokuthi uzithole azibuye emasisweni.
Ye, lapha-ke besixoxa lo mnumzana Samuel Mapena, ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu, ube khona ngale-ke emcimbini wegadade. Sibonge kakhulu ungadinwa nakusasa, Mfoka Mapena.
Angibonge qhawe lakithi.
Ye, ngilethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singabaphilileyo njalo ngeviki ezayo. Nanku esilethulele khona namhla kusigaba sokholo lwesiKristu.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Lamhlanje sixoxa lohlaziya ezokholo kanye lezamasiko umnumzana Vusani Sibanda.
Sibonge babuNkomo labalaleli. Namhlanje into esiphathele yona ijule nje ngendlela isima. Sizathanda ukubheka ukuthi nga inkolo lesiko kuyangenelana na. Bantu bakithi abahle sizobheka kade kudala emuva. Inkosi zethu bezihola isizwe, zile sanguma sezwe, labaphuphi bezwe, labahlaziya amaphupho. Lo mprofethi igogo lesizwe o imboni yakwantu. Yini imboni, yini igogo? Umprofethi ophathiswa isibane wezwe, oboniswa ophiwa indaba zezwe. Nguye umprofethi obeyigayida yenkosi. Isizwe besingathathi step singazange sazi ukuthi umprofethi uthini, o imboni igogo lesilithini. Uthola ukuthi umprofethi uyaboniswa ukuthi ke kule nto enje ezayo, ukuze sikwazi ukuyivika lento, bonke lwesithathu abantu amamazile bengaye emasimini bengathini, bahlale nje phansi. Umprofethi udlulisele enkosini, inkosi yenza imbizo idlulisele esizweni. Le nto ibisibadla isiko, ihambisa isibadla isiko ngolesithathu asisebenzi. Isiko lethu lithi ngolesithathu asisebenzi. So sekulisiko. Sometimes inkosi umprofethi aboniswe kusazoba le ndlala esingazi ukuthi yophelela kuphi ngoba kunzima, but abonise ukuthi abantu abahambe beyendaweni zamalinda lakho njelele bayocela every year, bayoshweleza bacela izulu benze 1, 2, 3 ngobuntu babo. Inkosi idlulisele isizwe. Isizwe si-adapta lelokhu, sokusiba lisiko, isiko lethu. Isiko kube kuyindlela umdali akhomuniketha ngayo lesizwe through imboni zakwantu. Ngoba uNkulunkulu kakhulumi la wonke umuntu, kuba lalo omkhethayo akhuluma naye. Lo okhethiwe ubedlulisela inkosi, inkosi idlulisela isizwe, sokusiba lisiko. Isiko bantu bakithi yindlela yethu yokuphila ebesiphiwa ngumdali, ebesikhalaza ngayo kumdali, ebesishweleza ngayo into zilunga, yindlela yethu. Isiko sodemoniki. Izizwe lezizwe zilamasiko azo, zile ndlela yazo umdali obezi ezambula ngayo kuzo lezo zizwe. Amasiko ethu angeke afanane lamaJews, amasiko ethu angeke afanane lama-Arabs. Labo banamasiko abo. Umdali ubezambula kusizwe ngesizwe through igogo o imboni umprofethi waleso sizwe, azambule ukuthi makunje yenzani kanje. Le nto ibisiba yisiko lesizwe. Isiko libuya kumdali, libuya kuNkulunkulu. Isizwe sihlahla amasiko, sifile uNkulunkulu, sifulathele leso sizwe. That's why Africa sinje silahlile amasiko ethu, abesigayida, abesikhuza, abesibonisa indlela, abesixhumanisa lomdali. That's why namhlanje siyibheka yezinye izizwe. Namhlanje siyakhala, kwenze njani? Siyalamba, imvula kayinethi, siyakhala uNkulunkulu kasiboni, sisigqila zezinye inhlanga. Inkinga silahle amasiko ethu, indlela uNkulunkulu obekhuluma nathi through imboni zakhe to guide us. Isizwe sikulahlile konke lokho. Inkosi zamandulo bezingamuvi singazange zabuza ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini, zibuza umprofethi. Ubesebenzisa leli siko endlela abonisa umprofethi wakhe imboni. Imboni ibonisa idlulisele inkosi, inkosi ibisidlulisele isizwe. Leyo protokholu siyilahlile, siyilahlile. That's why izweni kunje sithi siyamkhonza umdali, silandela umdali, kodwa silahlele ndlela. Sibonge mdali uNkulunkulu okhokho, sixolele nini onto zonke. Konke lokhu sikulahlile, sicela intethenelo njalo. Sikhuleka sithi Zulu.
Lolo bekuluhlelo vuselela umoya. Sixoxa lohlaziya ezokholo lezamasiko uMnumzana Busani Sibanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungami Linkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungami Linkomo. Wezemidlalo izamiso yonke imidlalo yeKasilaka Premier Soccer League eZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa imidlalo yenkezi yeWorld Cup kwele Qatar. Imidlalo yeWorld Cup iqala kumsukwana ezilandelayo. Kulamaqembu amahlanu amele izwekazi leAfrika kumncintiswano lo. Silokhu sikwezemidlalo uMayfield, indodana kaMqeqeqi oswadlula emhlabeni uBerry Daga, ugijimisa iphupho elokungenisa iqembu abaliqale belomoyi uRichard Choruma kusigaba sika Division 1.
Udaga uthi iqembu lemzilikazi baliqale ngemva kokunanzelela ukuba abadlali bomdlalo wenguquba ningi kakhulu emalokitshini abalisa emzilikazi emakhokhoba, Baba Fields kanye lengowenja, njalo abanye babo bagcina beswele amaqembu okudlalela.
Today nge-development yabafana abalama-16 years going upward. We are giving them a chance ukuthi bezikhulise ebhoreni, especially nxa befuna ukwenza ibhora as a profession. Our club currently is on the top of the log, good division 2. Kathesi into esiyikhangeleleyo ukuthi siwine promotion to division 1. Kuyabe kuyi first time for a team names likazi ukuthi promote to division 1, because a lot of players ezemzilikazi makhokhoba ngenja zijabule ukudlalela ama teams owayilendaz oZimbabwe Saints, Chicken Blue Chiefs, but our players maningi kakhulu especially emzilikazi, so what even those abangakwaniyo ngale bezodlala ngapha.
Udala uthi ngaphandle kokupha abadlali ithuba bahambisa abanye babo emazweni angomakhelwane.
Khona lokhu siyakuzama, sisebenzelana namanye ama agents aphandle kwelizwe ukuthi sihambise abanye abafana. Currently sihambise abanye abayi-3 eBotswana, and we are waiting for another opportunity ngo-January ukuthi sihambise abanye. And abanye abadlala kithi kumzilikazi sesinama-inquiry from local clubs ezipromote ku-Premier League lezinye orede ziku-Premier League. So it's a project which is going on and on since we started it in 2017. Milo Richard Choruma now is late, but we are still pushing his vision.
Udaga uthi iqembu lemzilikazi nxa lingaphumelela ukuyadlala kusigaba saphezulu lizabe liza ludinga usekelo oluvela emphakathini, ngoba indleko zingabakhama.
Our biggest challenge silayo is sponsorship. Asilazi, but we have managed to pull through. But next year lapho siyakhona ku Division 1, it will be very very difficult for us to play, because the budget will be 6 times to 10 times more than what we are paying now. So siyacela even the community out there abakwanisayo bebuye bezosibukela, besilandele ku-Facebook page yeTemzilikazi Football Club bekhangele ukuthi senza njani.
Uqhubekele phambili uDanga wathi bengenza izimanga nxa bengathola usekelo lwemali.
I think well sponsored singakhipha abanye oPeter Ndlovu, uAdam Ndlovu, uMercedes Bantu, uMzondiwa Mgatsa, uRichard Choruma osemvumo, just to name a few old guys who used to play football at the high school, because our culture of football is in the boys. Afuna ukubulala usiko lethu lemzilikazi makhukhuba ngobenja papa.
Ngesikhathi esadlala uMayfield udlalele amaqembu abalisa ele-Real Stars kanye lele-Highlanders, njalo ekuthatheni kwakhe umhlalaphansi ube yimanager yamaqembu abalisa ele-Real Stars kanye lele-Bantu Rovers. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Lilale lo ngikhiphisiwe uMthembu Sithembayo, ngingathi nakusasa.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Cheererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.